Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Last week's program zeroed in on President Biden's nomination of Dr. quote-unquote Rachel Levin. Today we're going to take a broader look at his overall LGBTQ agenda, which goes much further than his nominations of open lesbians and transgenders. It goes much further and will impact our military, our schools, girls and women's sports, and every American by using our tax dollars to further this agenda through school programs and funding what the activists now call gender confirmation surgeries, which is an attempt to change the outward appearance of someone who wants to transition to the opposite sex by chopping off healthy body parts and cosmetic surgery. My guest today is again Peter LaBarbera, president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. Thanks, Peter, for being with us.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity, Diane.
Okay, here we go. We're going to dive into this. So one of the first things President Biden did after he nominated Rachel Levin the day before he took the oath of office, I think he did on January 19th, is he announced that two out lesbians were going to be part of his communications department. There was the deputy press secretary for the Biden administration and deputy White House communications director. They are both out lesbians, and they're all part of, again, his communications department. Barbara Simon, who's head of GLAAD's News and Campaigns Department, said in a statement that, quote, including queer women of color in the history-making all-female communications team shows a commitment to a White House where all are welcome at the table, unquote. Peter, do you think that the table is available to everyone? It says the GLAAD spokesman says it shows a commitment to a White House where all are welcome at the table.
Yeah, that's a joke. The LGBTQ table is a table where if you don't agree with LGBTQ views, you're not welcome. I mean, it's very much, I mean, we saw the Democratic Party become the pro-abortion party, in which basically if you're pro-life, you're hardly tolerated.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple of pro-life people, and they're like, maybe they're allowed to be in the party because, you know, so they can have some appearance of tolerance, but everybody knows the Democratic Party is radically pro-abortion on demand.
Yeah.
And now we know that the Democrat Party is radically pro-homosexual,
yeah,
radically pro-bisexual, and radically pro-transgender. Mm-hmm. And this latest one is the one that's really dominating the news headlines. Joe Biden, especially, is a radical pro-transgender activist. He's known transgender activists for a long time. His late son, Beau, had a very a transgender activist ally,
wow,
Sarah McBride, who was actually at one point a man.
Really, Sarah McBride?
Sarah McBride.
You know, yeah. Sarah McBride just won the Senate seat, state Senate seat in Delaware?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he was Beau Biden's, they knew each other.
Yes.
Wow.
In fact, President, mm-hmm, I put an asterisk on that, Biden is close with Sarah McBride. Sarah McBride is a very effective young transgender activist,
uh-huh,
a man thinking that he's a woman.
Right.
It does get confusing, Diane.
I know.
And so
know.
This is an administration that's going to be lockstep in general with all things LGBTQ.
I did not know that Sarah McBride was connected to the Bidens. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I believe Joe Biden wrote the intro or a preface or an endorsement,
uh-huh,
to Sarah McBride's book.
I wouldn't be surprised. So we also know that, the Obama administration laid the foundation, when it comes to the LGBTQ agenda, and I view the Biden administration as really the third term of Barack Obama, especially when it comes to this issue. This issue and other issues, but this issue.
Yeah, and it's real. Yeah. It's really Obama LGBTQ agenda on,
yeah,
steroids.
Absolutely.
Because Biden was ahead of Obama on so-called gay marriage.
Uh-huh.
He came out, remember that interview, I think the media interview in which,
yeah,
he came out for it and supposedly surprised everybody, and then Obama came out for it,
right,
for gay so-called marriage.
Right.
And on the transgender issue, very big on it, and he has this very simplistic philosophy, you know, which is, I just want to affirm everybody and be kind to them based on who they are.
Right. Yeah.
Which doesn't apply to ex-gays, by the way, it seems. The left doesn't talk about ex-gays being who they are.
Well, because, their thing is, and it's part of cancel culture, what we would call cancel culture now, is that either they're not being true to themselves or they never were homosexual or transgender. Yeah.
Right. So the leftist ideology and the leftist semantic, the rules, it's always one way. It's always affirming of their agenda. Right. If you're against it, you're not in the club.
Yeah.
And so Biden, although he calls himself a Catholic and the media keeps saying he's a faith, committed Catholic or just a serious Catholic, we're going to be told this over and over again, which is preposterous because he made himself more pro-abortion to get the nomination this time around. He used to be against taxpayer-funded abortions. Now he's for them because he had to do that to get the nomination. He went left on abortion. He's extremely radical on homosexuality and transgenderism. And yet, Diane, I got his book from 2007. He didn't mention not transgenderism. He barely mentioned homosexuality back in 2007 in his book. So it's all in the intervening years when he's become so big on that issue. I think he's a big phony, but he certainly is not what you would consider a traditional faithful Catholic.
He puts his finger up in the air to see which way the wind's blowing, political wind's blowing. I think that's a lot of what Joe Biden has done for the last 47 years. And as he sees this becoming more prominent, this issue becoming more prominent, he is all for it. And as the Democratic Party has elected more radicals who are part of this agenda, then Biden has stepped into that and given his full support. So it was May of 2016, I believe, President Obama sent a Dear Colleague letter to all schools in the country saying that they had to allow boys who identify as girls in girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and allow them to play in sports. Of course, when President Trump took office, that was one of the first things that he rescinded. And so one of the first things that President Biden put back into place was this school policy that requires all schools that receive federal dollars, which I think they all do, that they would have to allow, go back to the original Obama directive that forces them to allow boys to participate in girls' sports and use their bathrooms and locker rooms. What's your thought on that?
Well, yeah, he picked up exactly where Obama left off. He's going to reinstitute everything. That means you're going to have students who are boys, biological males. They're going to be allowed in the girls' restroom, the girls' locker room. You're going to have, for example, sporting. You're traveling with the sports team. Maybe you have to stay. Maybe it's a traveling situation. Mm-hmm. You have to stay overnight.
Right.
And they're going to be able to room with girls. Mm-hmm. I mean, this sort of abject gender confusion. But the one everybody's talking about, of course, is the female athletics, in which biological males who are naturally, by God's design, stronger, faster, and bigger than females, they're allowed to compete with females, and they're winning these races, which is robbing women and girls of their chance to excel and to get scholarships. And so it's basically the transgender agenda is an anti-woman agenda, anti-girl.
Yeah, it is.
And it's happening everywhere. And studies show, and there's numerous articles now on this, Diane, where you have something like, the top 20 high school runners are faster than some top female college runners.
Oh, my goodness.
God did not mean for men and boys to compete with girls.
They're
separate. And this is another artifice that they were asked to embrace, this ludicrous idea that we're all equal.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. They're trying to make males and females equal. And that was never the intention when God created male and female. That was never the intention. But there was a hard fight by women's groups to get to the point where we were when it came to girls' sports and women's sports. Girls' sports in high school and women's sports and the professional. So that's all been lost with this executive order. It's all been lost to where you're going to have boys who identify as girls and men who identify as women who will be competing in girls and women's sports. It's interesting that just recently there were several Olympians, female Olympians, who want Biden to have a carve out for the sports when it came to the sports arena, that there'd be a carve out to where, the way I understand it, they want transgender boys who identify as as girls and men who identify as women to have their own separate competitions rather than compete head to head with women, girls and women. So they're hoping that they're going to actually try to get a sponsor of a bill that there'd be a carve out for the sports arena when it came to this directive, this executive order.
Of course, and of course, transgender and homosexual activists will condemn that.
Absolutely.
Because their boogie, their term is equality.
Yeah.
And it's not really equality. It's their phony equality.
Exactly.
True equality is girls compete against girls, and they all have a shot, and the best girl wins. Boys compete against boys.
Yeah.
When you start putting stronger, quicker, bigger boys, I mean, some of these, it's ridiculous when you even look at some of these. Like, for example, Fallon Fox is an MMS fighter who's a man who thinks he's a woman.
Right.
And you have female MMS. Now, I'm not even... I don't think I want to see women beating each other up, personally.
Right.
But you have these women saying, it's not fair.
Yeah.
He's bigger. He's too strong.
Yeah, in fact, that one fight, he broke the orbital globe, whatever it's called, the eye socket of the woman he was fighting against, broke her eye socket and something else. I mean, he broke several bones in that fight because she was just overwhelmed by his strength, because no matter what he says he is, he's still a male, and he still has that strength.
Right.
So it absolutely is not fair. So we'll see how far it goes. But yeah, the trans activist has already said that, you know, we can't have this because that would not be fair. It'd be, you know, we'd be treating the trans kids as second-class citizens or such as that. So it's just crazy. So now we have nominee for the Secretary of Education just recently in his confirmation hearings came out and said he totally supported trans kids and that they should be allowed to, you know, use whatever bathroom they want to and play on the sports teams that they want to.
Yeah.
So,
and Rand Paul tried to question him. Senator Rand Paul did a great job saying, this doesn't make any sense. And and you heard the nominee, and I can't remember, what's his name?
I don't remember what his name is.
Education on me, but he was afraid to acknowledge that there's a problem with men, competing in girls' sports. I think he was just, you could see if they can't say it in the Democratic Party because the party line now, literally the party line is that transgender females, which is are really men in pretending they're women, that they are, that they're women.
Yeah.
And in fact, the line, you keep seeing this phrase, trans girls are girls. Trans women are women. No, they're not.
No.
They're biological males.
But they're trying to indoctrinate the kids that it is. They're trying to indoctrinate the American public that it is, that people are born this way, that people are born in the wrong bodies. I mean, it's just to the point of
being... Yeah, Diane, I can attest to that. I'm holding in my hands a document that I think I sent you by the Human Rights Campaign. That's the leading it's the Human Rights Campaign Foundation, I believe. It's the branch of the Human Rights Campaign, which is the number one bisexual, transgender, homosexual, gay, lesbian lobbying group, Human Rights Campaign.
I remember they had their Welcome Peter sign in the window when we had a news conference outside their building.
Yes, they did. they don't like me.
Yeah.
But I call them the Human Wrongs Campaign because that's what they do. They try to mainstream human wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a booklet here. They're having a Jazz and Friends, which is Jazz Jennings, which is another one of these activists. He's a boy who believes he's a girl, and he's already had the operation. This is horrifying to me. But anyways, they've got a toolkit here for readings. They say, I'll read it, Diane. It says, this toolkit, and this is, again, Human Rights Campaign, this toolkit is designed to be a resource for community members, educators, and youth-serving professionals interested in creating welcoming and affirming spaces for transgender and non-binary youth through the reading of inclusive children's literature. And they list the books, I Am Jazz, again, Jazz Jennings, My Rainbow, or When Ada Became a Brother. These are all books now. There's a series of children's books, picture books, telling kids that you can choose whatever gender you want to be.
And, of course, that's geared towards young kids. When you talk about books that are...
Toddlers!
Yeah.
There was a time, remember, if you go way back in the quote-unquote gay movement from the 70s, the gay revolution, because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is a revolution.
Right.
This is not just a movement. There was a time when the homosexual activists said, we don't want anything to do with children.
Yeah.
We just want to be left alone.
Oh, yeah. That's what they
said. We want to be tolerated. Mm-hmm. Now look where they are. 50 years later. 50 years later, it took them to get to the point. Or even before that, they're going right after the kids, and they're telling them, you're a boy, you're not necessarily a boy, You could choose to be a girl.
Yeah.
Or you can choose to be bi-gender.
Yeah.
Or you can choose to be a gender queer. Or you can choose to be agender. I mean, there are so many permutations, we can't even keep up with them anymore.
The list is very extensive as they keep adding to the list as far as how you can identify as. But yeah, they started back with the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, with the GSAs, Gay, Straight Alliance Clubs, and schools and high schools to begin with, and they worked their way on down. But they started
When we said they went to middle school?
Uh-huh.
And then remember, I think it was in Los Angeles was the first one where they went to elementary schools.
Yeah. And then you had laws in California that were passed that it requires schools to teach that kind of stuff, and where they celebrate Harvey Milk and have their own Harvey Milk Day. So we were talking about...
We had this nice guy, Joe Biden, who is, this great Catholic. He just loves everybody. Yeah. He just wants to be who you are. His agenda, nice old Joe, what his agenda really is, is indoctrinating kids who don't even know what sex is yet and telling them, hey, you can become the opposite gender. You can choose whatever you want.
Yeah.
And they are glamorizing this perversion. And it's absolutely disgusting that they're doing this. It's a form of child abuse. And Joe is ultimately, the buck stops with him because it's his agenda.
Exactly.
He speaks at the Human Rights Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the Democratic politicians go, they speak at the Human Rights Campaign. It's become a rite of passage for these left-wing Democrats or any Democrat now.
For sure.
I remember when Joe Lieberman did it once. It's become a rite of passage. It's their agenda. They have to own it. They have to own that they are responsible for indoctrinating these kids to the point where you're reading perversion children's books, basically children's books who are glamorizing a perversion, this idea that you can change your sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's his. The buck stops with Joe.
They should also own up to the multiple suicides that are going to happen because these kids who do buy into the transgender issue, the agenda, and do transition, or even to the point of taking puberty blockers, and how that does not satisfy their need, doesn't address the underlying issues, and they have a greater tendency to commit suicide. They have to also own up to that. But he also, Biden also nominated for the National Deputy of Education, San Diego Unified Superintendent Cindy Martin, who is very much also pro-LGBT, where their school uses Advocate for Youth curriculum for sex ed. Of course, Advocates for Youth is very pro-LGBTQ.
Very radical, Diane.
They held student Zoom training nationwide to teach kids how to defund the police, to reinvest funds for sexual rights. And over the summer, they recruited, hired, and trained students for far-left political activism starting at age 14. They teach elementary...
Wow, I never heard that one.
Yeah. They teach elementary students through their gender cartoons, that gender is a range of gender choices, and if you're not sure what gender you are, then take puberty blockers until you are sure who you are. That's who Biden's nominee for National Deputy of Education. That's who Biden wants to be in that position. I guess that's the number two position in the DOE. But definitely the schools are under attack. The military is under attack because
the military will be paying for.
Yep.
They're going to will be paying for these disgusting. What's the PC term now? Gender
confirmation.
They change
surgery.
It. Gender confirmation surgery. Yeah. They always want to get the language that makes it sound as good and innocuous as they can. But their body disfiguring operations, it's so horrifying. We can't even talk about it on family radio.
Yeah.
Women having their healthy breasts surgically removed when just because they want a flat chest like a man. That's what we're talking about. You as a taxpayer are going to be paying for that through the Army, through Obamacare, if Joe has his way.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, nice old man. Seems like he barely knows where he is sometimes, but this nice old man supposedly is responsible for pushing this on kids.
And you supposedly wonder whether he's actually the one making these nominations too. But I know, when President Trump came in office, he met all sorts of resistance when he tried to outright ban transgenders in the military. Even the heads of the various branches of service were trying to throw up roadblocks. Navy was really bad about it. But he was able
Who knew that the military was becoming so politically correct?
Yep.
I guess that's another product of the Obama years.
Obama put pro-LGBT folks at the head of most of the branches of the military, and the Navy was really the worst and continues to be the worst as far as that goes. Of course, they're naming ships after Harvey Milk, so what do you expect?
Yeah, Harvey Milk, let's remind people who's as a 30-something-year-old man, 33, 34, I don't know what the age was, he had a sexual, quote, relationship with a 16 or 17-year-old boy, which probably violated, I'm pretty sure it violated the sodomy laws of the state of New York at the time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So that was de facto statutory rape. We named a ship after that man.
Interesting, it was Navy an oiler. Ship. Interesting, it was an oiler that they named Harvey Milk. But anyway,
unbelievable.
Trump's new transgender policy did not actually go into place until April 12th, 2019. So it had only not even been in place 2 years when Biden got into office. But taxpayers spent from the time that Obama opened the military until April 12th, 2019, we had paid $8 million for gender reassignment surgeries in the military.
Wow.
At that point.
Yeah, I just don't think Americans want to pay for that. They don't want to pay for abortions, and Joe Biden has changed that.
Yeah.
The Hyde Amendment, they don't want to push abortion overseas. They don't want to push transgenderism overseas.
Exactly.
And another byproduct of the Biden administration and its radical policies is they want the rainbow flag, which is a symbol of the LGBT queer agenda. They want that hanging from our embassies again.
And that will happen.
Proudly,
will
as happen. If it's part of America.
Yeah.
This is what America's pushing on the entire world.
Yeah, and that's very sad. He will tie foreign aid to legalizing same-sex marriage. He will tie foreign aid to legalizing abortion, et cetera, et cetera. And, rainbow flags will be flying from U.S. embassies around the world come June. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Diane, I think what we need to say is, where are the Republicans? We saw Rand Paul stand up for women being victimized by transgender rules.
Right.
But where are more Rand Pauls?
Exactly.
Where are the Republicans? I hope that there is a Republican opposition to Dr. Rachel Levine,
hopefully,
a man pretending to be a woman. I hope there's some strong opposition to that when his nomination comes up, but I don't really have much hope because the Republicans are such pushovers. They always roll over, and the Democrats are extremely aggressive.
Yeah, we saw this in the last 2 months for sure, with as far as the GOP willing to stand up for what's right and for the getting to the truth for sure.
Right.
So what can we do as Americans?
I think we have to ask our leaders, the people who represent us, to stand up for the truth. We ourselves have to stand up for the truth because God's truth doesn't change. A man can't become a woman. You don't refer to a man with female pronouns. That's ridiculous. And we have to, we have to be strong, and we have to stop being so afraid of everything and just speak the truth, and that gives courage to others to speak the truth.
Absolutely. And cancel culture's purpose is to intimidate, is in to instill fear. That's what the purpose of it is. So how can folks contact you?
Instill fear and also erase truth.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So how
you can reach me at AmericansForTruth.org or .com. That's Americans, F-O-R, AmericansForTruth.com. You can just send an email to info@AmericansForTruth.org.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, thanks a lot, Peter. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Diane. Thanks for all you do. You're such a great warrior for the truth.
You too. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
God bless.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.